Sometimes quietness is the best kind of music. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Sometimes quietness is the best kind of music. My, oh my. Sitting in peace and in quiet. Have you ever been listening to the music on your disc player or your whatever, and then for some reason you shut it off? And when you shut it off, you enter into a feeling of most amazing quality. You feel in this feeling of quietness. All is quiet. All is beautiful. All is wonderful. You feel so quiet and so wonderful. Everything is in divine order. Now, how can that be? My goodness. We listen to the music and we soar with its ecstasy, we relax with its majesty and peace. We are totally enthralled with the music we hear. And today more and more devices are being created to take us away from listening to the inner peace and taking us into the outer. We have our iPods and we have our music groups, and we have our MP3s, and we have our new systems of music, and when we were children we had phonographs, and then we had the little smaller records, and then we had, even before that, they had the tubular records when Edison first came out with his design for bringing music to people. But what happened before that? Before that, people had to read music. Before that, people had to learn musical scores. Before that, they went to the theater to hear the music. They may have had the radio, but the thing is, even the radio was a modern invention. But what happened before that and before that? How wonderful it was for the world to listen to the music of the wind through the trees, the lapping of the waves on the shore, the birds in the trees echoing their melody to everyone who would listen, the howl of the coyote to the full moon, the barking of the dogs as they hear something going by that brings their attention of awareness there, the kitten's meow, the purr of a cat making you feel so gentle and so tender and so soft, the giggle of a baby, oh, the music of the sounds that we have. They're not recorded, but of course now even they're recording those sounds too. But it's so fantastic, really. Sometimes quietness is the best kind of music. And in the quietness, we listen to the music of our heart. We listen to the music of our soul. Oh, there were research done on people who had the sounds of different musical songs that kept playing in their ears, repeating themselves and coming back to them, and they have done research on that, and they found that to be fascinating, but that too went away. All outward music, all outward symbols went away. And when we are truly peaceful, we are listening to the music within. All that I'm saying here is not to discourage the outer music. It is not to disdain that and say that it is not desirable. It's only to say that we don't want to miss that other area of music that is so beautiful and so powerful and so wonderful and so available. You don't need an iPod for it. You don't need anything to record it because it's already within, and all we do is listen to it within. The music within is fabulous. Truly, when Mozart listened to the music within, he heard the music within as notes and wrote them down perfectly. Other great musicians have done likewise. And many times, poets have spoken in such musical lyric that they shared the poetry of their words in music. And yet, many times when the poetry is spoken by an individual to another, or when it is read from a book. It is a beautiful rhythmic poetry. It's a poetry that has its own music in it. Let us be known that every word is a piece of music. Every word has its own score with it that tells how it is to be spoken. Hello, 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 ha ha, hey, oh, you're here, ah, and all the music of our voice, the music of our recognition, the sounds that we reiterate to tell how we feel. Oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that wonderful? What have you got for me? You have a present for me? Oh, how wonderful! What did you get your mommy? And you see, we are so musical in everything we do. Yes, sometimes quietness is the best kind of music. But otherwise, the music that comes from within is so glorious. You don't have to hear a kitten's purr and meow. You don't have to hear that. But you know it. You feel it. It has a music within you. When you listen within to that music within, what kind of music do you hear? What does the quietness bespeak? Does the quietness within you bespeak of peaceful, calm, accomplished, fulfilled, rewarding, joyful, happy, whole? Oh, the quietness within is so magnificent. They say of many illnesses that the worst comes before the stillness, and then the fever reaches its peak, and then all of a sudden, clink, it's over. Oh, the patient may die, or the patient may live. Most of the time they live. And the fever is over, but when the tension is gone, when all of the confusion is gone, when all of the anxiety is gone, then the peace enters in. And the peace is a peace of love, a peace of joy. It's a peace more profound than any kind of music we could ever hear in the outer. All the music we hear in the outer is merely an attempt to express the music we hear on the inner. But all the music we hear on the inner is for us alone and can never be expressed on the outer. We might make a go at it, but we'll find that the music within us never finds its way to the surface, but only to the surface of our life as a living example of joy for us. It's a living example of peace. It's a living example of goodness, and it's wonderful. Yes, sometimes quietness is the best kind of music, but always the best kind of music is the music that we hear inside ourselves. Have a lovely day, a lovely evening, a lovely world, and know that the thought for today is sometimes quietness is the best kind of music. I love you. I love you. I love you.